Congratulations on your appointment.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford. It's requesting $1,000 for their annual Riverwalk Freedom Festival. This event honors our veterans. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Wilson and $500 from Ms. Deaver.
Ms. Deaver.
She's not here now. Mr. Burton's here now.
I think we'll take some of Mrs. Deaver's.
So what do you gentlemen want to do? Same thing?
Same thing, Mr. President.
We got motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,000 to Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford for Riverwalk Freedom Festival, being $500 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account and $500 from Mr. Burton's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one's Coastal Concerts is requesting $1,500 to help pay for 3 scholarships to Delaware students to pursue further musical education and training. Each scholarship awarded is $1,500. Last year, there were winners from Rehoboth Beach and Bridgeville. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Cole and $250 from Ms. Deaver. Since students countywide could benefit from the scholarship, the funding could come from the community-wide, countywide youth grant.
I'll make that motion and we take it from the community-wide grant.
I'll second that one.
And what amount?
Good move, Mr. Burton.
What amount?
$1,500.
Well,
and I hope a student from Seaford wins this year.
I do too. Is that what they asked for?
They asked for $1,500.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,500 to the Coastal Concerts for Student Scholarship Fund, being $1,500 from the countywide youth grant.
Yeah, and a lot of money in this Paul.
May.
Can you get that right?
Yeah. Question on the motion.
Yes. Just to reconfirm, this is for 3 students.
Well, it's $1,500 per student is how much the grants are. So they do award it to 3 Delaware students. And last
we're
year.
We're doing one.
And so $1,500 would equal 1 grant, gotcha. Full grant.
I'm sure we would do just to make on public record. It says Delaware students. We're going to make sure our $1,500, our student will be from Sussex County.
Yes, I will make sure that there is a Sussex County. Yes.
Okay.
Could that be $500 a piece?
With the countywide youth grants giving it to them. So, no, they get the student, it's a $1,500 scholarship for a student. So, they'll get 1 scholarship out of this money.
Per student, I
think. Yeah, that's what it costs per student. So. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last.
Okay, last one's Millsboro Historical Society is requesting $5,000 to restore and maintain the historical landmark, the Godwin School. Last grant received was $5,000, which was $3,000 for Mr. Wilson and $2,000 for Mr. Arlette.
Pleasure, counsel.
Mr. Wilson, want to do that again?
I'll second that motion.
You want to do
$2,500.
I'm sorry?
You want to do $2,500? So you want to do $2,500 for each one of you to a total of $5,000?
Yeah, Mr. Arlette's going to get $2,500.
Okay.
If I agree.
If he agrees, yeah.
How about if we just take out a community fund?
No, it is. We need a motion. We have a motion to do this.
That's for the kids going to school.
This is for the Historical Society. I will second
motion,
that.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
To grant $5,000 to the Millsboro Historical Society for restoration and maintenance of the Godwin School, being $2,500 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account and $1,200 from Mr. Arlette's council bank account. Question on a motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, we have several. The first ones are in Mr. Burton's district. The first one's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.85 acres, more or less. Mr. Burton?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
The next one also is Mr. Burton. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district. For a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.0 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
The next one is also Mr. Burton's district, and it's an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for landscaping business with outdoor storage and a retail garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek and Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 39.004 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district to a CR commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 16.211147 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
3-1.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Who's up first?
Just one comment.
Mr. Arlett.
I want to publicly congratulate the young girls from right here in Georgetown. Actually, they're really actually from throughout the county. I know there's several girls that live in District 5, and I think there's probably individuals from each of these districts from here. But congratulate them on them being the very best in the entire world at their age group for softball. And it's such an honor to host them here in this county and to have our own win it. So kudos to them and congratulate them to the young girls, and they will never forget this. So I just want to publicly thank them and congratulate them.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I got two things. One is we heard these, in the morning when we had our comments from the public about the north of Milton, the artesian site and the conditional use. And somebody raised the issue about what we approved it for and what they're using it for. I just think Everett, maybe a review of that, make sure that it is, we're fine, there is no change. In other words, what is the status of that with what they're trying to do? If we should be concerned with what we've already approved. And the other thing is, and I've talked to Mr. Lawson about this, and I talked to the mayor this morning on the way over here, but we were getting some complaints on one of our pump stations on odors and different things, and the engineering department has been diligently working with it, trying to resolve these. We're spending lots of money, but we're going to have to maybe look at some other ways to address it. So anyway, those are the two concerns that I have.
We think, George, we're build a building around where it stinks?
Yeah.
What's that?
Build a building around where it stinks? I guess what we ought to do.
No, I was thinking we send it all to your neighborhood, spread it on your.
Any more council member comments? Council member comment.
But I'm sorry. One last one, only because I actually, he's still here, and I do want to thank Mr. Rigger, because I think he brings some valid points. And I think in future scheduled county council meetings, if we are a little light, perhaps we can have some more dialogue about making some adjustments and changes and just straightening up our books, if you would. I think there's some good thoughts to that. So I just wanted to publicly make a comment to that.
Sure. I think Mr. Lawson and staff are working diligently, going through our existing ordinances and making lists of things that need to be revisited. And when that proper time is on the agenda, we will deal with that.
It looks like it would require an afternoon. The list is several pages long, just to get some direction and feedback from you all, and also some priorities. Is this high on your list, so we need to make it a priority of ours or not? So we want to have that conversation.
And there is the crab feast tomorrow with the Conservation District out here on the Baxter Farm.
That's correct.
And my understanding is not many of us responded to it. I did late.
I did, but yeah.
Anyway, but anybody, we ought to try to attend that, to hear the crabs are going to be fat and juicy.
There you go.
What time is this, George?
It's whenever you get there, Sam.
That's sometime.
9:00, hey, Sam, 9:00 in the morning.
Any more comments? Okay. I do agree, Mr. Arlett. Everybody here certainly congratulates the Georgetown girls' Major League Softball team for a great job. Winning the World Series is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we will be at a time later on an agenda. We will be dealing with that. There's a parade in Georgetown on Sunday, I think.
That's right.
But we will, as we did with Laurel, We'll be bringing the team in and giving them each individual plaques and presenting them with that every, when they get that stuff done and get the time with them.
But you also have a proclamation for Sunday.
Okay.
All right, make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Question on a motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yet motion carry. We're now adjourned.